for knowing how much we can plant in our garden based on our family size. So we're going to go over the numbers. This is what? This is based on a family of four through the growing season, through a growing the gardening year. So some of these are perennials. Some of these are annuals. And what we want to do is for an annual, or let's go with a perennial. Let's go with asparagus first.
Asparagus is a popular plant, especially for families, or just anybody really, but it's a nice perennial vegetable because it grows nicely once you get it established.
Which is, you buy it, you can start it from seed, or you can start it from 1 year root or 2 year root. The third year is whenever you're going to be able to start using this and harvesting it.
So ideally, you want to plant about 40 plants, is what they're saying.
For a family of four for the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
now,
you
can pickle this as well. You didn't find it to be that appealing when we pickled the asparagus.
It was all right.
Yeah,
it was okay. So we got that. Beets are popular, becoming more popular. Either you love or you hate beets, it seems like. But you want to do, it's a spring and fall crop. You want to do about 10, the ideal would be 10 square feet of beets.
A
10-foot row of beets. Or not, sorry, 10-foot row of beets. So that would be just a 10-foot long row of beets, and then you plant them. You probably need about a foot on either side.
Not on either side, but
in the middle of that foot, so 6 inches on either side. And you space those about 3 to 5 inches apart.
Let's see, peas, 10-foot row, succession planting. That means you plant in the spring, you plant in the fall. Let's talk about succession planting, and this can be for a variety of different crops.
Yeah, so basically when you succession plant, you plant some of the plants, and then you go behind them a couple weeks later, you plant more. And then a couple weeks after that, you plant a few more, just in blocks of like 5, 10. And so that way you're harvesting kind of continuously throughout the season.
Green beans are known for this, the bush bean varieties. 15-foot row here for a family of four, and you plant that every week. You plant another row, and then you have it throughout the season because bush beans will take 40 to 60 days to reach maturity, and they'll last their production for about 2 to 3 weeks on that. So that's another thing in which you can grow. Pole beans, the list that we found was 3 poles single planting, which means I would say a pole bean, it looks like a little teepee, so you're going to have 8 to 12 plants around the poles growing up. So that's 3 different, so that approximately 36 plants. Now, those are going to produce all the way through frost, or up to frost, the pole beans are. They're going to take about 80 days to reach maturity. They're going to produce. The only thing I would warn you about is if we have a very warm or late growing season, like we're talking mid-October, late October, you can potentially get bean rust, which is an airborne pathogen thing.
That
when it'll attach to the leaves, and then when you touch them, it's actually like you touched a piece of rusty metal. Those beans are, you don't eat those beans.
No.
You don't burn the plants. You dispose of the plants in the trash and not the compost. So, but if I was choosing whether to grow pole beans or bush beans, I would grow pole beans every time because of the longevity of the production as well as the elevation you can get them up. Instead of having to plant a 15-foot row of pole beans, you can, or a 15-foot row of bush beans, you can get multiple pole bean clusters or groupings in that one space.
And your brassicas, they're broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, all even chard would be five plants each. So you want to kind of figure that out. They're recommending for the brassicas about 5 plants each.
Now, what I would suggest, and we've done this a number of years, and we've learned so you don't have to make the mistake. We're unable to grow broccoli or cauliflower at all. We cannot get it to grow. We can't get it to what it's called head or develop that head that we're familiar with. So instead of growing it in our garden or attempting each year to grow it and having a failure, we did it about 4 years in a row and we said we're done trying this. Just go to the farmer's market. There's a number of great farmer's markets here in Milwaukee.
And don't think that if the farmer's market is huge, you have to go there. I go to the Brown Deer Farmer's Market. It's close on my way home and it's smaller, but they have just a phenomenal amount of vegetables at a really great price.
Well, let's talk about summer squash or more predominantly zucchini. If you grow any type of zucchini, you know that you don't have to have much in order to have a lot. So it says 2 hills, a single planting, multiple varieties. So you could do a crookneck yellow zucchini or a straight neck yellow zucchini, and a black beauty zucchini, green zucchini, or other varieties of green zucchini. I always want to plant more, and always had the problem if I got too much rather than not enough.
Yeah, but if you're limited on space.
Right, if you're limited on space.
Yeah, you definitely want to keep that in mind.
And if you have too much zucchini, we found a magnificent canning recipe, which is mock pineapple. You take, and we won't go through the whole recipe, it is on the website if you look it up, mock zucchini, or a mock pineapple. You take zucchini chunks, infuse it with pineapple juice, and you can it, and people have no clue that you're eating zucchini. It's actually like little chunks of pineapple. It's a phenomenal...
it's delicious.
Yeah. Let's talk about tomatoes here, because everybody wants to grow tomatoes. We grow probably more tomatoes than we should. We grow about 100 to 110 tomatoes, plants, and about 45 varieties.
So for a single, for a family of four approximately, it's five plants. It's single planting. You want to space those about every 2 feet. And then you get your five plants. So if I were to only plant five tomato plants, I would plant probably two different paste varieties, some sort of cherry variety, and then kind of like a black creme and a brandywine.
Or slicing tomato.
Yeah.
Because you have to know before you plant what your intentions are, because it's very difficult to make tomato juice or canned tomatoes if all you have is cherry variety tomatoes. Takes a long time, and it doesn't work very well. So, and then turnips, 10-foot row, spring and fall, you can do that.
And then let's talk about peppers, because not everybody grows peppers, but a lot of people do hand-in-hand with their
salsa.
With their salsa or whatnot. Three plants, I would agree, for a family of four would be a good idea, three plants. And then they don't talk about herbs here, but herbs are easily done in containers, so if you want to grow a couple pots of herbs alongside the garden, that's a good idea too.
Let's see here, leaf lettuce in the spring and fall, 10-foot row. Now, I will caution you, leaf lettuce, you want a little, plant a little. If you want a lot, plant a little, okay, because the leaf lettuce is very predominant. Spinach, on the other hand, if you want a lot of spinach, plant a lot of spinach. Lettuce, you just need a little bit. When harvesting your leaf lettuce, some people may have it planted, some people may not. When you harvest your leaf lettuce, only cut the plant back. This is a cut and come again. If you cut it, it will regrow. Cut the leaves only 50% in height. Leave half the plant alone. Just cut the top half of the leaves. The reason why you do this is most people will just cut it almost flush with the ground, and then in a couple of weeks or whatever, it will start growing again. You're going to get more lettuce if you cut half the plant off, because you're not putting the plant in a dormancy or recovery stage. If you cut it too low, ground level, the roots go into a dormancy stage for up to 17 days until it can recover and begin to regenerate the nutrients it needs in order to put the top growth on. So cut it half, it'll regenerate much, much quicker, and you're going to get much more lettuce throughout the season before it gets too warm. And some people, we've got a friend in California who is able to grow leaf lettuce all summer long in Southern California, because she mimics the shortness of the days by continually to grow it in partial shade on her deck. So that's another thing. So these are just some of the many different numbers. Obviously, if you like something, plant more of it. If you're going to can it for later for storage and you want a lot of it, plant a lot of it, buy a lot of it during the summer months. Some people don't garden at all. They just buy at the farmer's market and then can it, because it's so affordable and the return on investment is well worth it in the end. Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. For more, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com for full-length in-studio video and podcast replay of Season 1. Season 2 underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG Show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.